the rest of the story. Ron Lance, Kentucky truck driver, 61, is a God-trusting man, that's first and foremost. But among the many episodes in our nation's recent history which had threatened Ron's resiliently hopeful attitude, the sniper murders of October 2002 were somehow most discouraging of all. For whoever the gunman was, he moved from locale to locale, eluding authorities, confounding would-be witnesses, taking lives with an ease that suggested that he could, if inclined, continue killing indefinitely. Ron, as I say, is a God-trusting man, so he prayed for that senseless ongoing tragedy to end. He prayed at night in the quiet of his room. He prayed where he worships in the Covington, Kentucky Central Church of the Nazarene. And even as the murder toll mounted, Ron trusted that somehow, some way, some good, no matter how small, would come of all this sadness. Perhaps it was his job that brought the widespread fear and despair into even sharper focus. For looking down at the myriad motorists and passers-by from that perch behind the wheel of his big truck, Ron learned to feel their apprehension rising like the tide. And then one day, with uncharacteristic spontaneity, Ron Lance, on the road on a run, picked up his CB and started calling fellow truckers. He said, "My name is Ron. I've been driving for Thompson 36 years, hauling storm doors between Delaware and Ohio. I'm calling a prayer meeting," he said. "October 16, we're going to pull off the road near Baltimore. We're going to get down on our knees and pray for an end to the evil of our country, and especially for the arrest of whoever is shooting all those folks in the Washington, D.C. metro area." Well, what do you know? On the appointed day, at the appointed time, and the appointed place, 50 truck drivers showed up to bow their heads in supplication to the dispatcher in the sky. And when praying was done, they shook hands, they mounted their rigs, and they drove off their separate ways into the mist. Let the record reflect that seven nights later, a blue 1990 Chevy Caprice with New Jersey tags pulled into an interstate rest stop in rural Myersville, Maryland. There were two men, driver and passenger. While one slept inside the car, another stood watch alongside. But the suspicious vehicle was spotted, and authorities were promptly notified. And not 15 minutes later, FBI and ATF arrived on the scene, apprehended the suspects, and just that suddenly, the sniper killing spree was over. It would later be alleged that the murders had begun even earlier than anybody had imagined. And then for weeks we had all felt so helpless as the deadly pattern became apparent. But now let the record also reflect that in the early morning hours of October 24, a trucker visited that Myersville rest stop. It was a trucker who spied the blue car and summoned the law and even used his truck to block the exit to prevent an escape, a trucker, a believer named Ron Lance. And now you know the rest of the story.